Plymouth will soon be holding their town election, which will include a race for select board with Harry Helm challenging incumbent Ken Tavares. And Mr. Helm will discuss his campaign with us. Mr. Helm, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So the first question I have for you is, why do you want to be on the select board?
Well, that's a good question. First of all, Plymouth is an absolutely amazing place to call home, and that fuels my commitment and has fueled my commitment to help make Plymouth the best that it can be. After many years in the corporate world, where I was in senior management and book publishing in New York, I moved permanently to Plymouth and have been serving on the Town Advisory and Finance Committee for many years, where I'm currently the first vice chair. And after these many years on that committee, it's clear to me that we must act immediately to change the direction of our town. And essential to this is a select board that leads rather than maintains the status quo.
Now, speaking of changes to the town, of course, there's a talk of the Charter Commission. Do you have any thoughts on the commission, and do you think maybe it should lean toward the mayor style of government or keep the current style of government we have now?
Well, I'm pretty agnostic on that choice, but I know and I'm satisfied that the voters of Plymouth will have their voices heard on this question. And I, of course, will be in complete support of their eventual decision. That said, I point this out to everybody who asks me that question. The challenges that face Plymouth are not going to go away because we change the form of government. Changing the form of government or tweaking town meeting, whatever is decided to do, will not be a magic wand. Fairy dust will not be magically sprinkled over top of Plymouth, and the challenges of tax control, accountability, and transparency won't go away. And it's going to take a few years for any changes to be affected, but we need to start acting now. And that's another reason why I'm running.
So you don't think that, you don't say you don't have an opinion one way or another as to which form of government there should be?
Well, I see advantages to both. So, you know, I think that it's up to the voters of Plymouth. And the voters of Plymouth, I think, are ready to make that decision that they want to make. I think that they're aware of the challenges that Plymouth has, and there is a desire for change. So whether that is adjusting town meeting form of government or going to a city, that's up to the voters.
Of course, another big issue, the nuclear power plant being decommissioned as we speak. What role should the town play in the 1,500 acres that's associated with the plant and the continued decommissioning of it?
Well, I think that first of all, the town has a quote-unquote right of first refusal on that land. Now, I don't know, rights of first refusals are complicated and there are many forms of them, so I don't know exactly what the language of that right of first refusal is. But I think that there's good reasons or good thinking on both sides, whether the town should purchase it and keep it as open space, or whether some of it should be developed into some residential, maybe 55 plus, that won't impact the town taxpayers as greatly as full single-family residential. That's one of the problems that Plymouth has right now. As we expand the residential component of our tax base, we don't pay enough attention to the commercial component.
Okay, so now quickly, where can people go to learn more about you and your campaign?
Well, they can go to a number of places. The Old Colony Memorial, they can go to PAC TV, they can listen to this. There is information on Facebook that is available for them. I'm going to be doing a video today just to kind of sum up everything that has happened over the last number of weeks and put it into perspective for people, and they can make their decision. I'm also doing some standouts at some grocery stores and stuff in the coming
days. So Plymouth Town Election will be taking place Saturday, May 15th. Polls open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.